The Vancouver Board of Parks and Recreation will be discussing what the minimum expectations for appropriate and acceptable attire are at its city-run aquatic facilities next week after staff raised concerns. In simpler terms, they'll be deciding whether to regulate what is and isn't allowed to be worn at pools. Essentially, they'll decide on a dress code for swimmers and splashers in public pools. Staff have raised concerns with the Parks Administration about what people wear at pools, according to a report. Patrons have attended Vancouver aquatic facilities and presented in attire that has had cause for attention, due to various levels of tolerance by both staff and members of the public as to what is acceptable attire for swimming in public aquatic facilities, states the report. There have also been concerns about what people are dressed in when it comes to safety, as some clothing could impede their ability to stay above water. What exactly appropriate attire means is a little unclear, though. Appropriate swimwear for swimming is defined as what other Canadians find as an acceptable level of tolerance in a family public swimming environment that includes maintaining full and appropriate coverage of genitals, reads the report. In the proposed policy, appropriate attire is designated as something designed for swimming, including examples such as wetsuits, shorts, and rash guards. It also must be clean and not impede buoyancy. Attire not allowed under the policy includes items designed for intimate purposes, is absorbent, like jeans, or is long and flowing, which may limit movement. The Parks Board will be discussing the policy at the Monday, April 24 meeting and voting on any amendments and the policy itself.